Well, you will have noticed there that the accompaniment for Lord Franklin has got elements of traditional American playing in it. It sounds a little bit like finger picking, but not quite. And the chord shapes used are basically familiar chord shapes in E, but they've just changed slightly. They've changed in a way to add open string drones to the basic chords, which gives a little bit more sustain and just kind of makes the modality of the chords come through in the song. Let's take a look at the type of chords that I use in that song. As I say, we're in the key of E, we're in standard tuning, but rather than use this shape, I prefer to use this one, which means that I've got my little finger down on the third string. So there's no third in this chord. All we've got is roots and fifths, which gives a nice drone sound. And when I'm moving my E chord around or need to be harmonising my voice in E, I find that I can get away often with very simple moves. Rather than make full chords, block chords, I can suggest the harmony and keep the open strings ringing, which I think adds to the accompaniment. In A, we've got an A chord without a third, which also has a nice open sound, rather modal sounding. And for the B chord, what I think is quite nice is to keep the top string in there as well. So you have the D sharp and the E ringing. You don't actually sound it together. There's another position up here where you can get the same effect. But when you introduce a right-hand pattern to it, you can get some nice effects in the accompaniment. There isn't so much a strict right-hand pattern. Let's just have a look at the right hand now. The right hand mainly plays with the thumb playing a support line to the melody, and the two top strings are played with the first two fingers, and the thumb covers the bass strings here. So if I'm playing either one of the link passages or a line under the voice itself, I'd play something like this. Thumb is in fact playing a line there on the inner strings, and the same thing works when I'm singing. Okay, well, let's move on now and see if we can play it together.